So the program says that I'm giving a reflection on women's activism and its consequences. And we could be here all day for that, but I'll try to keep it to 5 minutes. So this Sunday is the second of 5 services for Women's History Month. So let's look back at our history as women. But I'm not going all the way back to Eve, the mythological mother of all of us. I'm sure you're glad of that. To consider our history in bite-sized chunks, this year marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave American women the right to vote. I've always been proud that Tennessee, my home state, was the final state to ratify that constitutional amendment. My maternal grandmother, an outsider from Missouri, was active in the women's suffrage struggle there. But as I refresh my memory about that historical period, I learned some distressing facts. African American women and men were active in the suffragist movement, but often had to deal with being marginalized by the racism of white suffragists. At times, they formed separate organizations to advocate for universal suffrage, including black men's right to vote, often denied in the South. Ida B. Wells Barnett crusaded for the end of lynching. The contributions of black suffragists is an aspect of history that we rarely find in the history books. Not that we find all that much about suffrage in general. Another piece of women's history that is hardly visible from the distance of 100 years later is the harsh physical treatment that some suffragists had to endure. By the early 1900s, some women activists became deeply frustrated with slow progress. They demonstrated daily as silent sentinels outside the White House. And Woodrow Wilson was president, and at first he came by and smiled at them, but after 10 months, he was getting kind of fed up. So eventually, some of these women were jailed and then force-fed when they went on hunger strike. These bodily assaults culminated in a night of terror on November 1917. 33 women were brutally beaten in jail by their guards. Some sustained lifelong injuries from the attacks. Finally, in 1920, the suffragist campaign met its goal. On paper, at least, all American women gained the right to vote. In practice, that was much slower to become a reality for Native American women and African American women. Still, we can admire and respect all those activists and their allies who resisted and persisted. They sacrificed so much to win the right to vote. Many suffragists were also involved in other progressive movements in the 19th century, including temperance and the abolition of slavery. So after the constitutional victories of abolition and suffrage, these women could bring their zeal for building a better world onto a wider stage. They and their progressive allies laid the groundwork for much that is right with our world today. Minimum wage laws, more freedom for the reproductive health of women and girls, the right of LGBTQ people to marry, less restrictive immigration policies, opening up the military to women and trans people, class action lawsuits against the media to combat race and sex discrimination, and most important, a growing understanding of intersectionality, that struggles around race and gender and class and disability are all fundamentally related. In recent years, many of these gains have looked in danger of being rolled back by the resurgence of white nationalism and anti-immigrant forces. Progressive groups sprang into urgently needed action, and many of us have been involved in those actions. Women pushed back on a new front for political activism. Perhaps galvanized by national leaders boasting about their power over female bodies, women created the Me Too movement. Spontaneously across the country, they began coming forward to report formerly hidden patterns of sexual assault in work settings. The most shocking stories came from prominent women in the entertainment field who reported coercion and assaults by powerful producers and directors, the casting couch writ large. Other women, from educators to agricultural workers to hotel staff, reveal similar stories. Women began talking to each other on social media and face-to-face, and then pressing charges. They were reluctant to speak, fearful of ruined careers, but also impelled to speak their truths. We all know what happened next. Some perpetrators of violence, like Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, were tried and convicted. Other powerful men lost their jobs. This is what can happen when women and girls and trans people will no longer be shamed into silence. This is what Reverend Carrie and I have been nurturing in our own way in our Women's Voices group here at BFUU. This is a bit of an infomercial. There's a nice phrase that wraps up my reflection here. It comes from our reading from number 434 in our hymnal. May we know once again that we are not isolated beings, but connected in mystery and miracle to the universe, to this community, and to each other. Happy International Women's Day. Yeah.